Tonight, the Detroit Tigers will try to get even in the World Series after losing Game 1 to St. Louis. The Cardinals surprised Detroit 7-2 last night on the Tigers' home field. St. Louis got a dominating performance from a rookie starting pitcher and plenty of offense from veteran players. From Detroit, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Here's a World Series math puzzler. When is 5 greater than 40,000? Answer, when Anthony Reyes is pitching. Before last night's game, 5 was the number most associated with the Cardinals' rookie right-hander. It was the woeful amount of wins he had during the regular season, the fewest of any Game 1 starting pitcher in World Series history. But by the end of the game, the roughly 40,000 Detroit fans at Comerica Park were left shell-shocked by what Reyes did to their Tigers. He defanged them, declawed them, turned them into pussycats who only got 4 hits and 2 runs. With his Cardinal red socks pulled up high the old-fashioned way and wearing his cap with a most unfashionable flat brim, Reyes at one point retired 17 straight Detroit batters. You don't do that by being excitable, and sure enough, the 25-year-old who started the year in the minor leagues calmly explained afterwards how he zeroed in on his catcher at the beginning of the game.
You know, I just focused on the mitt, and first couple pitches I threw, I knew that I was going to hit the corners a little bit, wasn't going to throw everything down the middle. So, right after the pen, I kind of knew it was going to be a good day.
It helped when teammates Scott Rolen and Albert Pujols hit home runs off Detroit starter Justin Verlander, the rookie phenom who was supposed to dominate the game. The Cardinals roughed up Verlander for 7 runs in a 5-inning stretch and took the lead in a World Series Detroit was supposed to dominate. In his clubhouse after the game, Reyes talked about the pre-series predictions of a St. Louis annihilation.
I'm sure some of these guys have read the paper and saw that, but I try not to. I didn't really hear about that. So, I knew we're a good team. We beat some good teams to get here, so I think we deserve to be here.
2 years ago, St. Louis was swept out of the World Series, losing 4 straight games to Boston. Cardinals players say it all happened so fast, they never really got their bearings. According to shortstop David Eckstein, this time around, manager Tony La Russa successfully changed the pace of things after his team qualified for the series.
And, you have the ceremonies, you have all the extra meetings, you have everything like that. And that was the one thing that Tony wanted to make sure we did. We slowed everything down, made sure we had plenty of time to get everything done so we were not rushing on anything.
The Cardinals succeeded, at least for one night, in burying their immediate past. Conversely, Detroit fans embraced the past in a pregame ceremony that would end up being one of the high points of an otherwise dismal evening.
We direct your attention to the playing field for tonight's ceremonial first pitch. We are pleased to welcome to the mound two legends of Detroit baseball.
Former Tigers Al Kaline and Willie Horton strode onto the field and transported fans back to 1968. The two men helped Detroit beat St. Louis in the World Series that year. It was a victory that also eased the pain of the deadly race riots that had ravaged Detroit a year earlier. Simeon Kinney was 10 when the Tigers won. The Detroit native was working the counter last night at one of Comerica's food stands.
For that one moment, everybody forgot about color and race and violence, and they was clapping and hugging and kissing and holding hands and dancing in the streets.
38 years later, this new Tigers team also has been a balm for the city. The Tigers' success has come during tough economic times in Michigan, primarily due to the crisis in the auto industry. The magical ride through the playoffs, which up until last night featured 7 straight victories, might still end with hugging and kissing and dancing in the streets. But now it's evident that any Tigers dance to the championship certainly won't be a waltz. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Detroit.
Can't forget the Motor City.